Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
Your SEs are phenomenal at explaining what a feature does. This does X, it connects to Y, watch it handle Z. And they are, on average, terrible at answering the only question that matters to the buyer. So what? What does that actually change for me? And I've got a stupidly simple tool that fixes it.
I'm ready. Every leader has watched a feature avalanche and died a little inside.
The feature avalanche. Okay, four words in order. Feature, capability, outcome, metric. For anything you're about to show, you walk it left to right, and the further right you get, the more valuable it becomes.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. Part one of a short series on the actual craft, discovery, and value. And we're starting with the mechanism I use to drag a team out of feature dumping.
Walk me through the four, concretely.
So, feature is the thing that exists. We have a single shared dashboard. Capability is what it lets you do. So everyone sees the same numbers in real time. Outcome is what that means for the business. So your teams stop arguing about whose spreadsheet is right and act faster. And metric. The metric is the number. You cut your monthly close from 10 days to 4.
And the point is that feature, on its own, lands nowhere.
Feature is where everyone starts and stops, and it's the least persuasive spot on the whole line. The magic is all the way right at the metric. But you can't leap straight there. The four steps are the bridge that gets you from here's a button to here's 4 days a month back.
Here's why I like this for scale. It's a mechanism, not a lecture. I've sat through 100 we need to sell value, not features speeches, and none of them changed behavior. This gives a manager something concrete to check. Before the demo, write the four columns for each thing you plan to show. In the try run, the manager just asks, how far right did you get?
Yes, and that's the coaching gold. At the start, everyone's answers on the right side are mush. It makes them more efficient. Okay, more efficient how much? For whom? And you can watch people, week over week, learn to push further right. It becomes a game.
Though I'm going to hand you the objection I'd raise in that try run, because it's the one that matters. The metric column is where this gets dangerous. If your SE fills in, cut close from 10 days to 4 for every customer, you've just built a factory for generic value statements. That number has to come from the customer, not the template.
Right, and that's the trap. The framework can absolutely produce polished nonsense if the metric is invented. Every customer measures value differently. For one, efficiency means cutting headcount. For another, the same feature is about employee satisfaction, and headcount is off the table entirely.
So the framework doesn't replace discovery. It depends on it. You can't fill in the outcome and metric columns honestly unless you've already found out what this specific customer counts as value. Skip that, and you're just guessing to the right instead of the left.
That's the sequence then. Discovery first to learn what they measure. Then feature, capability, outcome, metric, populated with their numbers. Do it in that order and it's devastating. Do it backwards and it's just fancier feature dumping.
And there's a delivery version of this I love, from a leader who coaches it. He tells his SEs to flip the order out loud. Don't say, let me click here, this does this. Say the outcome and the metric first. You told me you're losing 4 days every close. Watch how this gets them back. And only then click.
Oh, that's the pro move. Lead with the metric, land the click as proof. The demo stops being a tour and becomes a series of little payoffs against things they already told you hurt.
It also quietly forces good discovery. Because you can't lead with their metric if you never asked for it.
The framework polices itself. I love a tool that does that.
What's the move?
Give your team the four columns: feature, capability, outcome, metric, and make filling them in a required step of demo prep, not an afterthought. Then coach relentlessly toward the right side. More efficient isn't done. 4 days a month for the finance team is done.
But pair it with the hard rule. The metric comes from the customer, never the template. Discovery first, framework second. And when you deliver, lead with the outcome and the number, then click to prove it. Value stated before the feature, every time. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.